Hi, I'm Juf. I'm a Microsoft Certified Specialist in developing Microsoft Azure solutions. With more than 10 years of professional experience on .NET and Azure. The topic of my video is Interactive IIS Log Analysis with Azure HD Insight Spark running on Linux. Big data is a hot topic nowadays, so I decided to talk about big data analytics on the Azure HD Insight platform. The main goal of my topic is to show the user how they can perform interactive log data analysis and visualization using Jupyter Notebook and custom Python library with Azure HD Insight Spark. And the video is also going to introduce some basic concepts about Sparks and related things. The target audience of the video are developers who are interested in big data application development on Azure HD Insight platform. The agenda of the video is as follows. First, I'll talk about what are the prerequisites for the topic, and then I'm going to talk about Sparks related things, Azure HD Insight Spark on Linux, what is Jupyter Notebook, what is RDD, Python API and libraries, and then it will be code walkthrough and demo. The most important prerequisites for this topic is that you should have an Azure subscription which can provision an Azure HD Insight Spark cluster running on Linux. And also good to have some basic knowledge about Python programming language and Python Spark or PySpark API, which I'll be showing you in the code walkthrough later. And you also should have some basic knowledge about W3C standard extended log file format, which is the default log file format used by IIS. Okay, so what is Spark? Spark is an open source cluster computing framework for large scale data processing. It is lightning fast because it supports in-memory processing. Its speed can up to 100 times faster than Hadoop map reduce in memory, or up to 10 times on this. It provides native Python, Java, Scala and R support. It can run in standalone cluster mode, which is the mode that we are running on Azure HD Insight Spark. It can also run on Hadoop, Mesos, or cloud-based. Azure HD Insight is a Microsoft big data service. Apache Spark is one of the cluster types supported under Azure HD Insight. The Azure HD Insight Spark currently runs on both Linux and Windows, and the Linux version is running on a newer version of the Spark release. Azure HD Insight uses Azure Blob Storage Account for storing data. A very important note to highlight here is if you want to provision the Azure HD Insight Spark cluster on Azure, the provisioning time or deployment time may take more than 30 minutes. So you should plan your provisioning for your Azure HD Insight Spark carefully. I'm going to show you a snapshot of the Azure HD Insight Spark management dashboard when it is provisioned successfully. you can see that it's showing different types of metrics, and there are a number of services on the left panel, and one of them is Jupyter, which is the one that we'll be using for the code walkthrough and demo. Here shows the list of service stack snapshot and their version, which is provisioned on the Azure HD inside Spark cluster. You can see that Jupyter is running on version 1.0.0 and the Spark version is 1.5.2. So now we are going to talk about Jupyter Notebook. What is Jupyter Notebook? It's simply a web application that allows user to create and share documents which can contain live program code, mathematical equations, visualizations of data, and explanatory text. The great thing about HD Insight Spark Cluster is that it's pre-installed with Jupyter, as shown in the management dashboard snapshot before. Jupyter Notebook has support for over 40 programming languages, including Python, R. The core kernel of Jupyter Notebook is using IPython, a powerful interactive shell for Python. And Jupyter Notebook can be easily accessed on HD Insight by the URL format as shown. So now, what is RDD? RDD refers to Resilient Distributed Dataset. Resilient here means fault tolerant. For example, it can recover from errors such as node failures. Is distributed across a cluster of machines divided into partitions, atomic chunk of data. Dataset means the data storage can be on HDFS, HBase, or local file system. And the advantage of resilient distributed dataset is it supports in-memory computation, which results in why Spark is lightning fast and much faster than Hadoop MapReduce. RDD support two types of operations. The first is transformation. Transformation refers to create a new dataset from an existing one. Transformation are lazy, meaning that no transformation is executed until you execute an action. An action operation is to return a value to the driver program after running a computation on the dataset. Next, I'm going to talk about Python API and libraries. The Python API for Spark, or also known as PySpark, exposes the Spark programming model to Python. Some of the most important class, such as Spark Context, which is the main entry point for Spark functionality. It represents the connection to a Spark cluster and can be used to create RDDs and broadcast variables on the cluster. It is also every big data or Python application which needs to access the Spark cluster, you need to create this Spark context. We are also going to use Spark's SQL class, which is the main entry point for Spark SQL functionality. And we are also using Spark configuration class, which is used to set spark parameters as key value pairs. And another Python library that we are going to use is matplotlib. It's basically to provide MATLAB-like plotting framework for data visualization purpose. Before we go into the actual demo on the live Jupyter notebook, I'm just going to go through an overview of the code walkthrough and demo. So first, we'll go to Jupyter notebook and we'll create a new Python 2 notebook. And we'll do some initialization, such as to create the Spark context, the SQL context, and import the libraries, the Python libraries that we are needed. And the next step is we'll create the resilient data set or RDD from the sample IIS log data storing in the default storage account associated with the cluster at the URL below. And next, we'll import the custom Python library for our use to parse the IIS log. And then we'll do the actual analysis and or transformation on the data so that we can get the result that we want. And the last step is I will do some simple data visualizations by plotting the average time taken by the top 25 requests grouped by URI. Okay, now we are doing the actual live demo. As you can see, this is the actual Azure HD Insight Spark cluster which I provisioned on Azure. And this is my cluster. This is my cluster name. And this is a management dashboard of my HD Insight Spark cluster. So now I'm going to access the Jupyter notebook on my Spark cluster. So it's just as easy as appending the word Jupyter on your cluster URL. Now we are going to create a new notebook on Jupyter. I click on New button. I select Python 2 notebook. Okay, so let's give a title to my notebook, my IIS log analysis on HD Insight Spark. Okay, now we are going to enter some Python codes here. I have saved my Python code and I'm going to use the Visual Studio Editor to copy my code over. When you have pasted your code onto the shell, you need to press Shift Enter so that it will enter the data, the code is entered and you go to the next cell. So as you can see, this code is the initialization part that we have talked about. It's basically creating the Spark context, Spark SQL context, Spark configuration context, and also import the MATLAB library. Now you can see the output of the first input. Basically means that it's just running some code. So now the second step here is to load the sample IIS log data into RDD. So the third step is basically to take the first five entries from the logs file to verify that we have indeed created the RDD successfully. So you can see that we can see the header line in the log file, and we can see the fields, and we can also see some actual requests in the IIS logs. So these are the actual first five lines of the log data file. Now this step four is basically to import the custom Python library, which is IIS log parser library. The purpose of importing this library is to make our parsing of the IIS log much easier. In this step 5, basically what we want to do is we want to filter out the header lines from the log data files. For example, the first line of the log is just informational. It's not needed for our analysis, so we should filter it out. Now in these steps, we want to take two lines from the function to verify that it has indeed filtered out the header line. And yes, it is expected because the header line in the IIS log has been filtered out. Now in this step, basically we want to show and find out how many actual errors and how many log entries are there in the IIS sample log data. all these steps, you want to list out which are the top 25 requests with the average time taken by the request. So you can see that is order in descending order. The request with the highest average time taken will be on the top. Last but not least, in the last step, we just want to plot a graph to show the average time taken by the request. And this graph is plotted by using the matplot library which we imported earlier. Okay, now the analysis is done. I just want to show you some other basic functionalities of this notebook. Basically, you can download your notebook as the following format. So it's very convenient. You can save your Python file. You can save it into HTML. You can save it as Markdown format, or even in a PDF format or IPython notebook format. And the notebook we have entered here is also auto-save. So when you click on close and halt, so I just click save, close and halt. And now we go into Python. So you can reopen your notebook from here. You can get the sample code of my Python code from my GitHub at the following link. Feel free to fork my repository and also to contribute to if you are interested. So I also want to show you some of the useful resources and references which I refer to for this demo and code. Thanks very much for watching this video. Hope you find it useful. If you have any question, feel free to contact me on my email or tweet to me. Thanks very much again. Have a nice day.